I'm bullish on human beings, and so the things that I react to are the following. There's a lot of people that say things about me because I've put myself out there. Most of them, I have a lot of empathy to why they think that. They didn't like my ego in that moment. They didn't like something I said. They didn't like the confrontational aspect of my East Coast jersey thing. And I think they're right. So it's very easy when somebody takes a shot at me for me to understand where they're coming from. The things that I sometimes engage with is when I think the intent was really mean, like bad, like evil. I think 99.999% of things that are said about me that I don't like come from a good place. It's that person's point of view on me, and I'm very empathetic. I think once in a while somebody comes along and is just genuinely dark in the core, and I want to fight that with some light in return. And usually I start with understanding. Some people just really, you know, I don't know. So it's actually very easy for me, you know?
You talk about EQ.
IQ is decreased in value because of technology, but EQ is greater than ever. You know, emotional intelligence really, really matters. And I look for that in anybody that I surround myself with. Do you actually have empathy and gratitude and self-awareness and care and all these warm and fuzzy things that I think are the essential infrastructure to be successful in business?
Are you, you want other people to be big fans of humanity as well?
Yeah, I'm gonna struggle to the day I die of allowing yourself to look at glass half empty. I feel like, now I understand it's DNA and it's wiring and it's, you know, if you grow up with a mother who's extremely negative, it's a really tough situation to break out of. It's just proven, I've understood. You grow up in a tough town, I get it. There's a couple of issues with that. Number one, nobody cares. That's the big punchline. Like, everybody's got stuff. The problem is nobody cares. And once you understand that nobody cares and you're complaining to empty air, you start going in a little bit of a different direction. And yeah, I mean, I like putting out positivity. I love that my trainer, Mike, who spent the last 2 years with me, is going through like some weird depression thing right now because he's not around me 24/7. And he's like, I miss the positivity. Like, that's a good thing. And I want other people to have that, and I want other people. You know what, guys? I want to say something right now, getting a little bit on a bigger plane. What's happening right now in tech and business and society is the small minority of people that are mad and angry and hateful and dark are much louder than the big percentage of us that are happy and excited and feel great. And because of the way technology works, they are much louder than they've ever been before. And so I feel like as somebody who's got full of bright light and happiness, that I need to start getting louder about that as well, because that's the only way we're gonna combat it. That right there in real time is what it's all about, because if that's the thing that's gonna get the loudest clap so far from this conversation, that's what we need to be focusing on. Like, and this is something I'm focusing inside of VaynerMedia, and this is something I'm focusing with all my friends, and this is something that I wanna bring to this network. And listen, let me be really blunt with you. Over the last 5 years, until about 18 months ago when I came back out with a lot of content, for 3 years there I was fairly quiet for me, if anybody's been following me since 2006. It's because I didn't want to be a motivational speaker. You know, I didn't like the part that made people rah rah, because I was so proud that I can actually build businesses, and I think the thing that a lot of people look at when they see a motivational speaker is there's fluff behind it, and a lot of times there's bad behind it, and I wanted to disassociate myself from that world. But I feel more responsibility than ever as somebody who is happy and wants other people to be happy, genuinely, to get louder. And so it's an interesting time in our country's history and just in human society. And so if you leave with anything, I'll give you tactics on social. You'll remember Scoble's amazing VR thing. If you leave with anything for any of us, please take on the sense of responsibility that if you've got good and you feel good, to start sharing that content as well, because the world needs more of it. And I think everybody has their version of communication skills. I think a lot of people listening right now don't realize how much of a legacy and a good legacy they can leave if they had the courage and the self-esteem to put out things they believe in. We can help each other. And unfortunately, negativity is louder than positivity. And that has played out over the last 15 years, and I take on a huge sense of responsibility to speak about optimism and practicality and hope and good stuff, because I believe it.
Absolutely, and we talk about personal branding. We've talked about this for such a long period of time, whether people call it reputation or whatever. consistency has always been important when building a brand, as you know, and the advice that you just shared, you've been sharing this for way over a decade. And it's because I think because your dad taught you it when you were younger, and it's something that has stayed with you. And
it's also, I understood it was something that was, you know what, it actually inspires me because I do believe it was taught to me. I believe my natural state does have a little bit of a little too much schmooze. I know who I was at 8. I remember how I sold baseball cards to 10. The sale was more valuable than my honor, right? It just, whatever it took. And, you know, as you become a little bit older, you know, I was able to be in an environment where lying was demonized. And so my dad really took a lot of my vulnerabilities out of me in scaring me. He scared me. He scared me straight at some level. And he caught me at 13, 14. So I'm 14, 15, 16, 17. And I start to it's almost like working out. I reformed. And by the time I became, and then it was just fucking over. Like I was just in such a good spot, right? And then by the time I'm 22, I'm this full product of my mom instilling the majority of the good shit, my dad really plugging the hole on what could have been a huge vulnerability and limited my upside. And here I am as a 46-year-old man. And professionally, I am in a very unique spot and have a lot of opportunity to really shape a conversation. I'm incredibly hungry for this book. I really want people to understand that the good traits are not over-coddling, not soft, not la 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 land, that actually these good things actually lead to empires. Yeah. I think a lot of people are confused right now and they see the negatives in social and digital. Yeah. And they're seeing people scale hate. What they don't understand is it scales everything. Yeah. And it's on us. If you're so happy, then start putting happy into the universe.
Yeah.
You know, right now the people that are most unhappy are the ones who are loudest in their content on social. Nobody tweets, "Great job, Qantas, on the flight we just took." A machine just went in the air, landed safely. I had a nice coffee. I had Wi-Fi. I bought some sports cards. I don't land and tweet, "Qantas, great job on my flight today." But if it was a 3-hour delay and they were out of coffee, the amount of people that tweet, you know, "fuck you, Qantas," you know, people are unbelievably interesting to me. We stay the 98% that are happy are staying quiet.
Talk about it, yeah.
And the 2% that are miserable are loud, and it confuses the other 98%. And I don't want to do that. And that's the thing I tell a lot of my friends. I'm like, don't wait for you to be on the other side of it. Like, recognize what we're doing. And so for me, I'm putting, you know, when I think this morning on the way to shower, I tweeted a blue heart. That was it. And like, and that's just nice.
And the internet went wild.
I mean, I don't know if they went wild, but I think one human seeing that maybe just thought, that's nice. Yeah. Like to me, we need to start doing that. We need to make, like, maybe this is the podcast, this is the moment. Like, let's make a call to arms. Like, if you're in a good mood, fucking share it. Mm. Like, because this tiny percentage, and I mean, guys, the reason we are still here all these years later is human beings are remarkably good. Instead of getting sucked in to doing more hate around people who hate, why don't you actually combat it? Why don't we learn from Martin Luther King and from Gandhi and from other people in the past, which is you do not defeat hate with hate on hate. You defeat hate with love at scale. And we all have our 14 followers, our 1,000 followers, our 8 followers, and instead of flexing about your new handbag or your hot new sneakers or the hike you took or the remarkable meal you're having, what about putting out good? What about co-signing somebody that did something nice? Mm. What about watching somebody open the door for an old lady and roll up on them and make a video and tell them about this nice kid? We need to get louder about happiness. If we all collectively do that, I have a funny feeling the internet will feel a lot more happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is. There's a little quote book. It's called CCA. It's like the podcast, it's a happy quote for every day.
I love that.
And people like everywhere just, I'm like, life is pretty awesome. I mean, we're in a really exciting time. It's a great time to be alive. Be excited about it.
400 trillion to one.
Yeah.
400 trillion to one. That is the current scientific odds around being a human being.
And that's something that...
Did you know that? 400 trillion to one. You are more likely to get struck by lightning 10 times in your life than have one. It is the great miracle. Like that whole miracle concept, like the baby's a miracle. It's actually true. And so people are walking around moping about their mom being a jerk, or their or their brother stealing their money, or
somebody,
or their pimple on their face, or they can't get a new Supreme, or I mean just, or
the Gary Vee sneakers sold out. It was like so fucked up.
Or like stuff that, I don't know why this specific thing drives me crazy, people yelling at baristas for using the wrong milk. I mean that to me, I don't know what it is about that one. You know, people literally yelling at somebody, no almond milk, you asshole. They just bought a $6 coffee. Like, do you know how blessed you are? Like, yeah. I mean
a $9 coffee, Gary, come on.
Respect.